Well, it's good to, good to get back out on the field this week. I thought we had two real good weeks at Washington and Philadelphia, but there's a lot of things that we need to just work on that apply to the Patriots. And, this is a good week for us to do that. It's also kind of the first week where we'll have to prepare ourselves for the game as opposed to being able to work against a team that obviously gives us a good look at what they're doing. So, part of that whole process of learning how to practice, learning how to prepare ourselves for our opponents, giving our other offense, defense, or special teams unit a good look from the other side of the ball is going to be a important thing for us to accomplish this week in practice and make that efficient. We obviously have a lot of things we need to work on fundamentally from a scheme standpoint, situationally from the first two games. That was obvious. And a lot of situations that didn't come up that we continue to have to be prepared for when they do. So all that combined with as we're closing in now on some roster decisions in the next couple weeks, well, 1 week and then following week. So, a lot of things are kind of colliding here on one point. And but that's the way it is. It's the way it always is. So we got a lot of things going on. Hopefully we can manage them, make the best of our opportunities to get better as a football team and hopefully make good decisions for the football team going forward. So last open practice, last fan practice, so kind of another shifting of gears to sort of a different phase of the season and our preparation and so forth. So I think it's been good. You know, facilities here have been great. The additions that Robert, the Kraft family has made in the offices, the meeting rooms, the training room, the weight room, all those things have really been good and have helped the flow go smoothly. And so it's been, I feel like it's been a good start to the season. Obviously got a long way to go. I haven't done anything yet, but I think we're making progress.
How much game planning at all do you do this week?
Not a whole lot. I mean, Carolina had one game against Buffalo, then they just played last night. So even for us to kind of get that game, and of course there's a lot of players playing in it. So I don't think this game is as much about game planning as it is just continuing to build on what we've already done and add to it. But you certainly have to be prepared for the other team and have a, give yourself a chance at what they're doing so you're not running into a, a brick wall, so to speak. But it's not a big game playing game.
Is it ever the third preseason game or not really?
I've seen it, yeah. There's been years where back when I came into the league, there was a couple times where coaches got fired in preseason, so.
All
right. Yeah, I think it's pretty much for Patriots employees, players, and coaches.
All right. How about special teams from the other night? Probably not as crisp as you would have liked on a couple of different plays.
Some good, some not so good. We obviously have a lot of work to do on the punt team. I mean, that wasn't – every play was a problem. Protection, execution, coverage, lane discipline. So, yeah. I thought we made improvement in the kickoff return. We only had one punt return. So, I missed a field goal. So, definitely could be better, no question. Obviously, I'd say the punting game was our biggest problem. There were some good things in other phases of the game, but not still plenty of room for improvement there too.
Did that come out of nowhere, or had you seen things during practice, whether yourself or Scott, who said, "Geez, we can get to the game, and that can be an issue."
What's that?
The punt team issues.
No, but I mean that's what preseason games are for. That's what they're for, is to. You know, we threw an interception for a touchdown. We had a punt blocked. We had breakdowns on defense. So that's, you know, those things happen in preseason. That's what preseason is for, is to get them fixed. Had some in practice in different phases of the game, but that's, we know we're not there yet, and we just got to try to eliminate those bad plays. We had fewer this week than we had the first week against Washington. Didn't turn the ball over as much, but still there were still issues, sure.
So on the block punt, I'm just curious, was it picked up right and it was just a matter of execution? Or was that more of an issue of how it was picked up?
I'd say there's multiple issues.
Jarrell Worthy, obviously a player you haven't worked with the last couple of years, but I know you probably did a lot of work on him coming out of Michigan State, if I have it right. What type of player is he, from what you remember, you know, from that time?
We'll see. He didn't play very much last year. Played quite a bit his rookie year. Was a good player coming out of Michigan State. Played well in a good conference against good people. He's got some athleticism and he's got some size, and we'll just see how it all fits together for us. But happy to be working with him. Glad we're working with him. See how it goes.
Bill, the unbelievable volume of penalty flags, is it as frustrating for you guys in a coaching game through that as it is maybe for folks that are watching it at all?
It's one of the things that we don't really have any control over, so we just need to try to do a better job of what we're doing and let them do their job. But whatever it is, we have to play within the rules and understand them and play within them. So that's our job. We've got to do a better job of that. But yeah, I'm just worried about trying to get our team better and coach our team. Let Dean and whoever else handle the officials.
But do you make adjustments based on all those flags, or do you just kind of – through preseason, just kind of work through it with the expectation when the regular season starts, you're not going to see the barrage of flags?
We coach the players to play within the rules. We've always done that. That's all we'll ever do. So, I don't really understand the question. Do you think we tell the players to go out there and hold them? Do you think that's what we're coaching?
Determining those four, five, or six guys, and who to keep.
It depends on what their value is to the team, and that, you know, I mean, it's no different than any other position. You know, guys what's their value to the team? What's their value on offense or defense? What's their value in the kicking game? And to some degree, what type of improvement do we think we could see from the player? I mean, it's different evaluating a 30-some-year-old player and a 23, 24-year-old player with little or no experience. I mean, it's not equal. You know, you have to, at some point, kind of make a guesstimate as to, where you think how those guys are going to be, not just today, but, in October, November, December, maybe longer. So it's a combination of a lot of things. But ultimately, it comes down to the player's value to the team. That's what decides it.
Does, repetitive skill set an issue in there? Maybe you have the three best runners, say, are the three best guys of the value, but they all kind of have the same skill set versus other guys maybe have a different skill set.
You have to fulfill all the roles that are required on a football team. So that's first down, second down, third down, fourth down. They're all important. Somebody's got to do those jobs. So, yeah, you can't have all the players that just perform. Their role would really be the same situation. They'll play on fourth down, they'll play on first down. Somebody's got to, play in those other downs, those other situations. So, whether it's that position or some other position, but somehow you got to get those covered in your roster. Sure.
The change of atmosphere going from the public practices to now, basically closed off. We're only out there for about 20 minutes after today. Does it bring about a palpable sense of change for you and kind of the rhythm of the preseason?
It doesn't change our practice structure or schedule or anything. We do the same thing that we would normally, like, we'll do the same thing tomorrow we would do today, other than maybe a point of emphasis.
I guess that just means, you know, people cheering, looking on, cheering when people get a discipline or afterwards.
I mean, we played in front of a lot bigger crowds than this out here, so, or I hope we do.
Bill, how do you view the competition behind Tom Brady at quarterback with Ryan and Jimmy?
I think they've both done good things. I think there's things they can both improve on.
Do you envision having a clear-cut number two at some point, or is that not even that important when you know that you have, or you, I'm assuming you feel like you have two guys that could go in and do that?
Yeah, I think we'll do what we feel is best for the football team, whatever that is. I don't know.
Your final question? When a rookie misses time in the spring or in the summer or both, how valuable are those reps that they get in the meeting rooms, you know, the reps that we don't see that aren't on the field necessarily?
Well, it's not as valuable as being on the field, of course, but, you know, I think some people – some players have more of a capacity to learn without doing than others do. Some of us need to do it to do it. Others of us can maybe hear it, visualize it, and then go out and do it, not perfectly, but relatively well. So I'm not sure that – I don't think it's all the same. I'd say if we have several players in that situation, some will – perform better than others, and I don't think you know that until you actually, you know, get out there and have them do it. You know, a lot of times you go through things in the classroom with a player who's not participating, and you know, he'll have all the answers. You ask him questions: what would you do on this, what would you do on that, what's your assignment here, what's this adjustment, and you know, they can just, you know, rattle them right off and then get out on the field, and it doesn't happen that way, and vice versa. Sometimes you get in the film room or the classroom, and you know, the answers don't come very quickly, and you feel like, I don't think this player really has a very good grasp of this situation or these plays. And then you go out on the field, and you don't see that. You see a better level. So, you know, we all have different ways of learning, and taking it from the classroom to the field is important, but I'd say it comes in different grades. And until you really have a lot of experience with a player and you've been through a number of those situations, I don't think you really know the answer to that question until you've seen. I don't think it's just an across the board, this is the way it is. Because some guys can – Deion Branch could – you know, he missed 10 games or 11 games, whatever it was, that one year. What year was it? 03, 04, whatever it was when he got hurt in Arizona. Missed like 10, 11 weeks, came back the next week, and I swear to God, it was like, you know, he had been out there the whole time. And, you know, other players miss, you know, 1 or 2 weeks, and it takes them 2 or 3 weeks to get back to where they were. You know, forget about the injury, just the timing and the execution and the, you know, the thinking and playing on the football field. So some guys have a, you know, a higher ability to do that than others. But he was one of the best, really. I mean, he... You know, Deion missed several, you know, chunks of time throughout his career at different points. But when he was back, it was like he was never gone. He was back up to speed, game speed, and, you know, playing speed probably as quickly as anybody I can ever remember coaching. So there's that extreme, and then there's the other extreme. Okay. All right. Thank you.